How about them gales? And keep on listening.
Life is better in the city. I like the way it don't know me.
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details. It speaks to me. The
words she gives me, they're all empty. Hello and good morning, everyone. It is now 11:00.
Hello.
Sorry,
you just got a sneak peek of what's coming up later. How is everyone this morning?
Well, I'm doing great.
You're doing good.
And you're here on Between Friends with Sophia and I at CFRC 101.9. You may have just heard my voice before.
Yeah.
Well, surprise.
Madison does the double shift. She's back. She's back. I hope you guys are having a great, brisk autumn morning. It is cold this morning, which is kind of a shock because we've had such a week of nice, nice weather. But we have a great show coming up for you today. We're going to be talking about, I think, things that you've probably already heard about.
But that's okay.
That's okay. But you know what? It's because it's like cultural moments. We have to get into it. We're starting off with, okay, Brat, but it's completely different, but it's also still Brat. I think that's what it's called. I've mixed up an and or a but. But we're starting with, I think, one of my favorite remixes off of this. Very, very big album. Lots of people talking about it, picking out their favorite remixes. Mine has to be... Okay, mine is, I think about it all the time with Bon Iver, but I feel like that was
crazy
a bit...
Crazy collab.
And crazy thing what they did with the song. But I also think my second favorite, which I'm going to play, is the Apple remix with Japanese House. Because I just, like, it fits so well. The vibes match up. It's awesome. And then after that, we have another classic. A classic. It's Losing You by Solange, produced by Blood Orange.
I did not know it was produced by Blood Orange.
Produced by Blood Orange, and it's so interesting because Blood Orange is now finally is like back. He's back. He's playing at Camp Flognaw, which is like Tyler the Creator's music festival, which he doesn't perform live, so that's awesome. And he's also in the studio with Lord, making Lord's fourth album.
Oh my gosh, Sophia, you got all the intel.
I got the intel. I got the knowledge. I have a Twitter account.
I don't, so that's probably why.
And then following that, we have new music from McGee. We've been playing McGee a lot the past few shows. Mm-hmm. She's been really into his music. This is his newest song, Rockman. And then we have two old school bangers from the 2000s.
Old school bangers, you hit it here first. We got On Melancholy Hill by Gorillaz. And I don't know. I've just been walking around.
That's not that old school, but it is like 20 years old.
But I've been walking around just like dragging my feet and listening to this and, you know, really taking it all in.
That's so true. And then I have like a real, this is like, I used to listen to this in the car with my dad when I was like 5. It's Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
I love that song.
Just the best song ever. Anyways, let's get into it.
It is the best song ever. We'll get into it. You feel like you've heard enough of my voice this morning.
Absolutely never.
I hate to say it, but we'll go right in with some Charlie XCX. It's Brat, but, you know, it's a little bit different
but it's
something
still,
like that.
Still Brat.
Thank you.
Thank you. I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Fortune teller's right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel.
nation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's right.
Love that song,
oh
Sophia.
My goodness, I love that song. And if you're just tuning in right now, that song was Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Before that, we had On Melancholy Hill by the Gorillaz, which only came out 15 years ago. I was being over dramatic earlier. Then we have New Rockman by new song McGee, Rockman by McGee. Oof. And then Losing You by Solange. And we started off the segment with the Apple remix featuring the Japanese House off of Brat, and it's completely different, but it's also still Brat. And we were just talking about local bands, covers, and the songs that we hear a lot, the songs that mm-hmm. we don't hear a lot. And we've been saying, get these boys to sing Torn
uh-huh.
by Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
That will just do something to so many girls in the crowd.
And you want to know what's on my hit list?
Nah.
Kill Be Girl.
Oh, my God.
Don't you dare ever play that song.
I'm talking to every band that's ever existed. If you cover Kill Be Girl, it's time to put that to rest. It's over. It's just, how old is she? Guys, how old is she?
I guess we'll never know.
We'll literally never know how old she is.
Well, all that to say,
yeah.
New covers and played that song.
And played Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
And because I know a band.
We know a band that covered Torn by Natalie Imbruglia, which you've also probably heard about a lot this week. What? One Direction.
This little band. I don't know.
You might have heard of him.
They've been getting a lot of airtime lately, of course, because of the tragic passing of Liam Payne. And we don't want to belabor the point, but we were really big.
We were really sad, and I know you guys talked about it on Yellow Brick Road, you and Rue, and I haven't had my chance to come on. And
now's
like,
your time.
Well, I loved One Direction so much as a girl.
Should we chat about it a bit more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can. Carry on.
It's just, loved them so much as a girl. They were my first ever concert.
Same.
Saw them twice, and it's like, I think we were on the same page where it's like we saw them with Zayn.
Yeah.
So it's like, suck it.
Exactly, and I think as well, I was reflecting on it. I was like, why do I feel so sad about, I don't know this man. I don't know this celebrity. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even really follow his
music,
solo career in the past couple of years. And to be honest, a lot of the press coming out about him recently was pretty negative.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't feel particularly connected, but we were reflecting on it. And I think it's because it's part of our childhood has been a little bit shattered after that. And it's like, so many like foundational music memories and just memories in general, like the music soundtracked it.
Yeah, exactly. Like even in COVID, during COVID times as well, when I was like 16, 17, I loved them when I was 11, 12, but when I was in my later teens, during COVID, everyone was kind of stuck at home in a rut. And what actually brought me a lot of solace was going back and listening to that music that like was really formative when I was just becoming a teenager, when I was like a younger girl. So it's just like, now a big part of my life, like a big chunk of it, it just feels like there's always a part of me that was hoping for that One Direction reunion. Mm. It's never gonna happen, and that's okay.
And that's okay, but it's
still a bit sad. And it's also sad to think about like fame and what happens when you're a child and you get brought up into the spotlight and how that can affect someone. And obviously we don't have to get into that because that's a whole can of worms, but yeah.
But one of our favorite songs,
I think this is actually their best song.
I think so too. And guess who wrote it?
Liam Payne.
It's just a really good song. And this is one of those songs people are like, I hate One Direction. Blah, blah, blah. They're so bad. All the music sounds the same. And it's all pop and it's all crazy and, you know, psycho entertainment produced. But this song is the one that I show people when they say that they hate it. And sometimes it convinces them.
Yeah, and it's fireproof. Here you go, guys.
Something deep inside me I can't give up. I think I'm gonna leave. Why don't you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those bitter songs you sing. They're not helping anything. They won't make you strong. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather or how the weather used to be. And I'll cater with all the birds that I can kill. Let their tiny feathers fill disappointment. Lie down and lift the sorrow from your skin. Scratch the terror and begin. Swear I'm gonna bite you hard and taste your tinny blood. If you don't stop the self-defeating lies you've been repeating since the day you brought me home, I know you're strong. We'll be right back.
distant flickering screen of scenery. This weather's bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces in condensation. I'm going outside to take it all in. You say too late to start, got your heart in. Unexpected smile with big intention, still posted at your station, always on about the day it should have flown.
que hacemos en mal. He estado concentrada en subsistir un día más en un estado ensimismado, intentando adelgazar. Hay un millón de vasos a medio beber. Pienso mientras sirvo de esta taza de antes de ayer. Ya no aguanto un día más, es hora de salir. Ya no aguanto un vino más sin ti, sin verte sonreír. Yo era capitana y navegaba en el desierto.
How great was that? Brand new Heinz with their song Informa. And it was really awesome. Before that, we had Doberman by Elliot and Vincent.
Friends of the show.
Back in good old Auckland, New Zealand. Mm-hmm. They make great music. This is the first that we've ever released. And they're playing festivals in New Zealand this summer.
No way.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. Sorry I couldn't be there, but it's going to be awesome. Before that, we had some Imogen Heap, New Black Keys and Danny Lux. The Weaker Thans, who are from Winnipeg, so yes. Fia talked a lot about them off the air. And then, of course, we started off with some Fireproof. So sad.
But, okay, that song is actually awesome. And it was like, awesome. Why do I need to get a tattoo of Fireproof? Well, I think I want to get it.
I'm sure Curtis Connor has a Fireproof
That's
tattoo.
Exactly what I want to get, but like cuter. Sorry, Curtis Connor. Love you.
But where has the time gone? Time flies when you're having fun. It's already 10:45. Yeah. So I guess we'll keep the vibes rolling. We have kind of a throwback coming up.
Yeah. Actually an oldie.
That's actually an oldie. I think everyone probably screamed into their radios when they heard that we said gorillas.
I know, but
I fact checked.
15 years ago, also kind of is old.
That's okay. What do we need to? We need to. It's a jury out on what we consider to be old
new
school.
New music at CFRC is 3 months.
Exactly.
So hey. Time is an illusion.
Oh, but today and this weekend is a busy, busy, busy time for music. So whatever you're listening to out there, keep it pumping because it's going to be a good time. The weather's getting colder, but your headphones don't have to be. So.
Oh my. Okay, that was heat.
Sweet bars out here at CFRC. Awesome. Well, we'll get right into it with Blondie here on CFRC Between Friends.
Bye.
Thank you. Somewhere to go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Between Friends.
We hope you had so much fun, but I hate to say it, we're out of time.
It's the highlight of my week, truly.
I know, literally. We were just making a TikTok. Should I give them like a little disclaimer?
Yeah, okay.
This is like a sneak peek of what you're going to see on TikTok.
You know them? No. But in declare, we all fail.
That's all you get.
That's all you get.
That's all you get.
You heard that that nice little phone video.
Yeah, I don't know if that came out, but I hope you heard that.
I hope you did. No, we've had a blast.
Yes.
A ball, if you will. We always do. But coming up next, we have another wonderful show, and it's the CFRC live sessions team.
So with our good friend Rue.
Our good friend Rue, who you heard her voice this morning, and she did a wonderful interview with Max Kerman of the Arkells. Sorry, of Arkells fame. I always put the.
No, the.
Also, Rue also saw the the other day. So
she saw the.
Yep, she did.
I love the.
Rue's on everything. But
yeah,
that being said, that's our show for today, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
In partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a track from folk artist Anthea Fever's debut album called Summer's More.